Now we go on to a huge victory for animal lovers. This includes myself. The UK has put forward a draft legislation bill which declares animals as sentient beings. This would put an end to live exports, ban ivory and shark fin sales, and the import of wild trophies from the endangered species list. People will also be forbidden to keep primates as pets or to use wild animals in traveling circuses and to use crates for pigs and cages for laying hens. I'm so, so pleased about this. I wish it would come into law here too. Joining us now is environmental journalist Don Pinnock. He's got all the latest details on this story. Don, good afternoon. When will this bill actually become law?
Well, Amy, it's kind of a raft of legislation. It's embedded in various parts of the British system.
Okay.
And it's got to go through Parliament. So we're not celebrating yet. It's an extraordinary shift. I certainly, down here in Africa, didn't really see it coming. There's been moves all over the British system to, clean things up and make things better for animals. But this certainly is surprising. It goes, as you said in your intro, there's a whole range of things. I mean, they're asking for research into the sentience of octopuses, squids, crayfish, and lobsters. You know, this is a global shift in understanding of our relationship to the other creatures in the world.
That's surely been prompted by our very own documentary, My Octopus Teacher.
I hope so. What's really interesting is it comes only a week after the high-level panel in the Environmental Department put out this massive report, which seeks to ban canned lion hunting, the keeping of lions, cub petting. Mm. It's agreed that we should stop pushing for the sale of rhino horn and ivory at CITES. So, are we looking at a world shift in a kind of sort of direction? Has COVID had anything to do with this? Some of the British legislation, a lot of the British legislation is aimed at pets. The microchipping of cats, the cruelty in horse racing, you're not allowed to keep primates, monkeys, and chimps and things privately. So, I think maybe COVID has something to do with it. There's been a lot of puppy theft in Britain. That's been all over the news. People are just grabbing puppies to keep happy during lockdown.
Don, what do you think it'll mean for the hunting industry in the UK? I know that the majority of the hunting is around, birds and pheasants and the rest.
The really interesting thing is what it does to hunting in the rest of the world. I'm unsure about that. What they say that you can't advertise in Britain to hunt things that are considered cruel in other countries. Okay. In other words, they won't allow advertising that for canned lion hunting. They do say Johnson is the Prime Minister has said that he wants to ban the import of trophies. Yet. The proto-legislation is a bit more ambivalent. They say that if it's a threat to animals or a conservation threat to animals, they wouldn't allow it, but, for endangered animals. Well, that's, what is an endangered animal? Are they going to go by the IUCN Red List? Are they going to make their own call on what's endangered or not? Are hunters going to say, if we pay money for conservation, can we shoot that lion? So that's all got to be cleared up. I got an email from somebody in Canada who watches this, and she's going, they've made a loophole. It's going to cause a problem. So I don't know yet. We have to wait and see.
Well, I really, really hope that this does all go through. And then I hope that other countries follow suit, so particularly countries like America. I mean, we so often see these pictures on social media of rich Americans standing proudly next to their dead lion or elephant or whatever it is.
Well, it's not too good. I mean, I just saw that the governor of Idaho has just opened up hunting on all wolves after all the protection around Yellowstone. That's insane.
Yeah.
So I do hope that Biden clamps down on that. He's made all the right noises, but there's a lot of rednecks in those those central states that want to shoot anything that moves. So there's going to be a battle royal in the states up ahead.
But Don, it is good to hear that things are or appearing to move in the right direction in the UK for now.
In the UK and South Africa, look, the high-level panel report is an extraordinary report. It's 590 pages, and it really does look at it zones in on cruelty and the elimination of cruelty. So, you know, calling in South Africa, elephants have been declared by the Constitutional Court as sentient. So that chimes well with the British stuff that's just come out.
Mm.
Sentience is at the center of all of this raft of legislation that the British are putting through. So that's great. You know, but when they start worrying about lobsters and octopuses, I'm quite enthusiastic about that.
Don Pinnock, thank you so much for your time and insight this afternoon. That's environmental journalist Don Pinnock.